Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex. I'm your host. Listen, I thought these were going to fly off the shelf a lot faster than they have been, and they're not. So I need you guys, please, you want some of this wax, this awesome red delight with Noxy's stupid face on there, chowing down on a glazed donut? Hit me up. I need to unload these things. They're sitting around the house. My wife's like, when are you going to get rid of them? I'm like, I don't know. I thought we'd have sold out of them by now. I thought people would love them, would want them. Hit me up. They're not on the website. So if anybody's interested, they're $60 shipped. They come with a cool little, they come in, I guess I should say, a cool little cake box to go along with the donut theme. $60 shipped in the United States. If you're outside the United States, continental United States, I should say, just let me know. You know, we'll figure out what the shipping cost is. I'll let you know. I got one of these going to Sweden, so that's pretty awesome. But yeah, please, I need to get rid of these damn things. So hit me up, let me know. They are signed and numbered. This is mine, number one. I don't know why I signed it. It's mine, but I signed it anyways. but yeah, hit me up. Like I said, they're not on the website. What is on the website, the detailsolutionspodcast.com, is all the links where you can find the podcast. If you are just stumbling onto us and kind of either watching us or listening to us, it does have all the links where you can find us on social media, where you can listen to the podcast, Apple and Spotify mainly. Seems to be those are the two big ones that everybody listens to. It also has our preferred vendor page, which is our wonderful ad sponsors. You know, we got a little bit about their brand, tells you about them, gives you a coupon code if they have one. If not, it's usually a mention when you purchase, and they'll give you it. They'll take care of you. They'll hook you up with a quick link that'll take you right to their website, so you don't have to, you know, open up a new tab or exit out or any of that fun stuff. And we also have the Drip Shop. It's where you can find the Concaster shirts, the logoed shirt, the logo, banner logo hat, all that fun stuff. And like I said, if you're watching this, if you stumble across us on YouTube, our YouTube channel is new. The old one's gone. The new one's up. It is the Detail Solutions Podcast with the number one. Please go give us a little subscribe over there. We had 200 and something subscribers with the last one. Last time I checked, we're somewhere around 30-ish or whatever on the new one. So it doesn't take any time. Just go hit subscribe. At least that way you can see when when I drop the new videos. You know, if you heard something and you wanted to actually watch it, you can go back, check it out for you guys and gals that have TVs in the shop, you know, and you're just looking to throw something on, like put on YouTube, put on one of our episodes. It'd be awesome. And then also TikTok. I've been getting a lot better lately with TikTok. That is the Detail Solutions Pod. Go give us a follow over there too. I've been chopping these up with Opus Clips. Opus Clips is phenomenal. I'm pretty sure you've seen every podcast out there is using Opus Clips to come up with the best clips. You know, we pull off usually about 9 or 10 of an episode and space them out 3 a day over there on TikTok for a couple of days after the podcast airs. And then that way, when the next one comes, you know, we roll right into that. So check us out there. And then please just go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you are listening to the podcast. You know, appreciate a review. And lastly, you guys got to give me a little bit of time here. Haley is coming up to end of the year cheer competitions, and it is every day cheer practice from here on till the end of the month. So I'm doing my best to try and get these episodes out, but like Wednesday, I didn't get the What's on Your Mind Wednesday out. Just too busy with work and the cheerleading. So just forgive me if I miss an episode between now and the end of the month, or something doesn't get put up fast enough for you or whatever. It'll be there. We'll figure it out. But yeah, So let's jump into our commercial break and be right back with my guest. Your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details. All right, we're back. It's Brian's on the show. Brian Gitson, right? Gitson?
Yep, you okay. Got it.
I didn't ask you beforehand. Normally I do. Dude, we
spent I like to see people mess it up.
Yeah. I mean, usually I'm pretty good, but listen, man, I've had some on the show before where I ask ahead of time just to make sure that I don't fuck it up, and I get it, and then I fuck it up on the show. So
shit happens.
It does. Man. So, man, we've already done pretty much a podcast episode leading up to this. So, you know, we gotta catch our listeners up. But, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and do the normal format and ask you, you know, how, where, why, when did you get into detailing?
2019 July, actually, we're coming up on 5 years in
business. Oh, wow. Recent.
I got bored driving a truck. I'm bored. What a way to make some extra money on the weekends.
Yeah. And
over the course of about 2.5 years, we did it on the weekends, or like if I had, my truck was broke down, something like that, I'd book a couple details here and there. It got to the point where I went from weekends only to 4 days a week to it's time to shut it down and go do this full time and see what happens. We kept my truck for about 6 months. And then after 6 months, we just were like, break it and just be done.
Stop paying insurance. Behind glass with the breaking case of, you know, the detail shop tanks.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I used to wash trucks. Like, I would get home, go pick up my detail rig, come wash trucks at the truck stop. That's how I originally got started, was washing the trucks. Because a Blue Beacon can do it for $70 a pop.
So I can do it
for $100. Then exactly. they can go home. They don't have to sit there in line. Like,
right.
So it turned out from there to now we're a full-blown shop. So nice. Mobile and full-blown. So,
dude, that's awesome. So were you like working for a trucking company, or were you just like an independent trucker just – like
I own my own truck. I ran off the port, so we were hauling all the containers, all the chemicals we get nowadays. Now I know where it all comes. I know where it comes from and how much it actually costs to get it. Yeah. So there's no such thing as cheap chemicals anymore.
Tell me about it. So starting in 2019, I mean, that's obviously right before the big. The big world shut down. 2 weeks. Two weeks. I mean, was that like a nerve-wracking thing or anything for you or not really, because you were still pretty much just doing it part-time during then, right?
I was just doing it part-time, And then right 2021, I jumped out of the truck full-time. Detailing took off, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
If you're doing it right, detailing took off in COVID. Like everybody was making killer money.
So what do you think you did, you know, coming pretty much out of nowhere, you know, to not only catch that boom of the industry growth during that time, but sustaining it and to keep it growing to where, you know, you were able to go ahead and do shop and mobile now and have multiple employees and everything?
I don't know. I want to call it blind luck, but this isn't the first business I've ran. So I understand numbers. The wife is a district manager for Parker's, or was. We stole her quickly after about 5 years doing that. So numbers was not a problem. It's the education. I immediately, after my first like month and a half of doing it myself, watching YouTube videos, I immediately went down to Stuart, Florida and trained with Mike Phillips. That took it. That opened my eyes to what it actually is.
Yeah.
YouTube doesn't show you everything. They don't show you the nitty gritty. They don't show you the mess ups and what you're going to do wrong. They also don't teach you how to be efficient. And time management is 100% key.
Dude, that's a very important point that you just brought up about being efficient. I was talking to a buddy of mine today that was training somebody. And, you know, they get into the training and, you know, they're washing the vehicle, prepping the vehicle or whatever. And the guy he's training is like, you know, I got a, cause he was asking, how do you prep the vehicle? It's like, you know, I do an alkaline wash and then I do a neutralized wash and then I do this and I do that. And my buddy's like, you know, how long does it take you to wash a car? You know, how long does it take you to prep it? You're like one of those all day guys. And he's like, you know, because that's what he knows from YouTube, right? And YouTube doesn't teach you efficiency. YouTube's trying to teach you, like, I guess what YouTube thinks is the right way.
Why you should use me because you don't want to spend 3 hours washing your car.
Right,
That's exactly. What YouTube teaches you.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was a victim of it. I mean, I was a victim of it until I went to training and I learned how to do things the right way. And then once I learned them the right way, it was just developing a system that works for me. And now teaching my guys my system is so hard. Even with an SOP, with everything, it's so hard to get them out of them trying to do it one way. Like, clean everything first, because I clean, protect, do the glass, do the door jam, go to the next hole,
right?
Do all of it in one step. And then the final vacuum at the end, clean up anything that needs to be touched up, things like that.
Yeah.
They want to clean everything. Then they want to go protect everything. Then they want to go do door jams. Then they want to do glass. Then they want to do vacuum. We've run around the car 5 times.
Yeah.
Instead of just going around one time.
Yeah.
And I get it. Full details like shampoo and extraction, everything like that. There's a different method to that. That's a different madness that you have to go through. But just regular detailing, doing standard details, if you do everything in one shot, it's more efficient and makes you'll make more money doing it more efficiently and getting it done in a 2.5-3 hour process, depending on what services you're providing. And you're off and running to the next one. You're making more money than you've ever made by spending 6 hours on a car just for a basic wash and inside and out.
Yeah, it's nuts. And that is a key, man, the efficiency, because there's so many people that I've talked to or listened to or whatever that, you know, that's their biggest hurdle is they're like, how do I get more efficient? How do I be more efficient? How do I do this? How am I faster? How am I, you know, and that's the thing that I think a lot of people are always struggling for, you know? And I'll be honest with you. I mean, like, I get times where I'm just like, ah, man, like, I've got this car for way more time than I'm going to need on it. Like, yeah, I'll go sit down in the chair for 15 minutes and scroll Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or something because I can, like, you know, but the other ones that I know, like, okay, like, I'm only charging this guy this much. It's only a, you know, 3 hour interior. Like, I need to jet, you know, I need to get going on this thing, you know.
I tell my clients all the time, they're like, oh, we'll just drop it off. You can have it for the weekend. You don't want to tell me that. Tell me that, because it's not getting done till Sunday, like 2 hours before you're coming to pick this thing up. Like, right.
Yeah.
I'm that guy, because if I know I have time, I go do other things.
I'm the same way sometimes. Yeah.
I can't be efficient if my clients won't let me be efficient. They're like, take your time, just do your thing. Like, I'll pick it up. I have a guy that's going out of town. He's leaving for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
His car's in my shop right now.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just get it done whenever. I'm like, oh, man, it's not yet. Before it comes back, it's not getting touched. So and Amber gets on to me all the time about it. She's like, just get the car done.
Yeah.
Well, I have it for another 7 days. No worries.
Right, but that's where your thinking comes in, and you're like, well, yeah, like I could knock it out today. Yeah, no problem. But then it's gonna sit around and get dusty for the next like 13 days. I'm gonna have to redo it again. I might as well just wait and do it. Yeah. and then you're in that last minute crunch, and you're like, oh shit, I forgot I gotta get this.
Oh yeah, that one's gotta come in here. Or I'm really bad that if I have a car in the shop and it's sitting overnight, it's a coded car, and I know I can code it at 7-8 o'clock at night. And somebody calls for tint or another detail, and I can slide them into that down period that I'd be coating that car. I do it. My guys yell at me all the time. We did it today. We did two tint jobs back to back that just randomly called. We're like, hey, can y'all tint today? Yeah. Just random, because it is. That's how my mind works. If I can take a job and this one can sit, I can be more fit. I can make more money.
Yeah.
It's efficient. It takes me 2.5-3 hours to tint a car.
Right.
Then I can go back to that car tomorrow or Sunday because I own the shop. I can go in on a Sunday. I don't have set times that I have to be there.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. So. Yeah. And it's that whole, like, you're kind of the same with me sometimes. Like it's, you don't want to leave the money on the table. Right. Like, yeah. Like, okay, I got this car in here and I really need to get it done. But I mean, like, you know, I could come back at 7 or 8 o'clock and code it because I'm the boss and I can do that shit. And yeah, let's get these two cars in now. Cause I'm the same way. Like people call me sometimes and be like, you know, hey, I need this or that done like today. And I'm sitting on a, you know, I'm sitting on a car that's in there getting coded, you know, so I know I'm going to be like a couple days on it or whatever. And so I'm like, man, like I kind of, well, what do you want? You know, what are you looking for first? You know? And then, well, yeah. And then I'm like, oh shit, nah, there's no way I could, you know, like a full interior. I can't squeeze a full interior. And that's like 3 or 4 hours. That puts me way off my time on my correction and coding. You know, if it was like, you know, yeah, just quick little wash and wax or something, like hour and a half, make a couple of $200 or $300. Like, yeah, bring it in. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the pressure rock's already set up. You're not even going to make it out of your car by the time I'm already wet. Yeah, exactly. Down. Let's go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm that same way. I hate leaving money on the table. Like, even if I know, like, in my heart of hearts, like, no, I've got this car in here and I need to do it. And I don't have any time. Like, I'm still like on the phone with them, like contemplating, like, can I squeeze? Like, where could I squeeze? Like, how could I, you know? And sometimes I'm just not gonna be able to get it done. Like, you know, if you could bring it to me in 2 days, you know, I've got a free day, you know, Wednesday, like bring it in Wednesday, you know? And luckily sometimes they're like, well, yeah, you know, I don't really need it done today. I could do Wednesday. And so I'm still getting it. But yeah, dude, my mind's always trying to figure out, how do I not leave that money on the table?
Well, and everybody, since after the world changed, everybody is a now. I want it now. I want it now. I want it now, because DoorDash, Uber Eats,
Amazon,
they didn't make it easy for people to wait anymore, because now it's right there ready to go.
Well, and not only that, but when you were stuck at home, everybody just got used to it being now and being delivered to you, versus having to, like, you know, like as my wife says, like, oh, I got to put a bra on and go, like, you know, somewhere, you know, because she's already in her pajamas as soon as she gets home. She's in her pajamas, like,
oh, we all, you got lucky. You lucky. It was like, listen, that's why I text you. Are we still on for tonight? Yeah, we're still on. Cool. I'm not going to get undressed. I'm not taking a shower. Because as soon as that happens, I'm on the couch and I'm probably going to pass out. Like, dude, I'm the same way.
I came home from picking Haley up from school this afternoon, and you know, she had to go back out to the gym to like work with her stunt group. But thankfully it was like 3:30 or whatever. Right. So like, I just snatched her out of school like 20 minutes early so we could come home and actually like have some time. But I made that mistake, dude. I went and took a shower and I changed and I sat down on the couch for a minute. And next thing I know, she's like, hey, wake up. And I like, you know, and she's got like she's videoing me. Like, I'm sure I'm on a TikTok somewhere with her screaming, wake up, and me like, you know.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's, I work hard enough.
Yeah.
And I play harder. But when I'm home, I am so ready just to lay there and aggravate my wife more than anybody. I just sit there and poke at her, play with. She hates it.
Yeah.
But if I didn't do it, she'd be like, "Why? What's wrong today? What happened today?"
Yeah.
So we do that for about an hour and a half, and then we go to bed. We're in bed by 9:30. I'm old. Like,
I'm a 10 o'clock guy. Michelle's usually in bed by 9 or 9:30. She knocks out. I usually survive till about 10, and then I'm like, time to hit the old dusty trail.
Are y'all TV in the bedroom people?
She is.
Okay.
She is. She likes watching TV. She likes watching TV in the bedroom. There's only a handful of things that we both like to watch. So a lot of times, like, I'm out in the living room just watching like pointless stuff, background noise type TV while I'm like scrolling Facebook or Instagram or something, unless it's like some legit show that I'm watching or into, or movie or something like that. But she likes a lot of those, like the what is it, like the 911 or the drama stuff that's like so fucking over the top, like it never would really happen in real life, kind of, you know.
And Amber does it too. Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Law and Order, like she does all that. I'm more of a, remember the old USA shows like House or White Collar, things like I will run I will run 18 seasons of that. Like at the shop, when you come in our shop, what's on TV is either ESPN or one of those old shows, just background noise playing, because we've all seen the same episodes.
I know.
30 times. But dude, you can still watch.
I get up in the morning, I put it on TBS, dude. It runs through Young Sheldon to Friends to Big Bang Theory, and no matter what time of the day I'm home, it's background noise. I've seen them a million fucking times. I'm not really watching them, you know. It's just background noise, and then, you know, the occasional like good stuff that I watch, you know, or whatever. But so she's usually, you know, as soon as she comes home, you know, I usually make dinner. We have dinner together. We kind of, you know, digest our day, you know. Lately though, I will say, and it sucks now that we gotta go to damn gym every night, is now that the time has changed, usually she when she gets home, because she has a regular 9-to-5-er, so she gets home, you know, like around 5:20, 5:30, she'll change and I'll throw on my shoes and we go for a 3-mile walk. And then like that's kind of where we get our catch up with each other, you know, talk about, you know, whatever's going on with Haley and Cheer or school or any of that type of stuff. And then we come home. Usually she'll jump in the shower first. I'll start making dinner and then I'll jump in the shower. She finishes it up. We have dinner together. And then if there's not something that we're watching together, then she just goes to the bedroom. I go out on the couch. Haley's usually in her room, TikToking or watching whatever.
Teenagers, man.
Yeah. Teenagers. Dude, I'll tell you what.
They don't like us until they need us.
I know. I'll tell you what is really funny, though, is with Haley is, dude, she's got into binging Young Sheldon. I mean, she watches it over and over and over and over again. And it's funny because she doesn't even call it Young Sheldon. She calls it Smart Boy. And like I go in there one time and she's like literally like phone down watching it. Right. Like it's not background noise for her. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm watching Smart Boy. She goes, see, like ever since I started watching Smart Boy, I've been getting A's in school. And I was like, if it really only worked that way, kid, like, you know, like, yeah. I wish it really did. But it's so funny. I'm like, look, if that's what you think is getting you straight A's in school, like watch all the Young Sheldon you want.
Correct. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. We came home last night from Cheer, because dude, she puts it on when she goes to bed. She puts on Young Sheldon, and then we just do like a 15-minute timer so that her TV doesn't play all night, and then she falls asleep to Young Sheldon. And we got home last night, she's like, oh, it's Thursday, she's like, the new episode's on. And I'm like, okay.
So one of the dumb shows I've been watching lately is Animal Control.
Oh dude, I love that show.
And I was catching up on season two because I woke up. I woke up in the middle of the night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I tossed and turned. I'm like, all right, let's turn TV on.
Yeah.
And I saw that like the new episodes were uploaded into Hulu. And I'm like, nice. So I started watching it. Tells me that it comes on Wednesdays at like 9 p.m. I'm like, all right, well, here we go. But it's so funny. Like, it's not a bad show.
So I mean, it's like one of those, like, it's kind of bad, it's good. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's one of those, like, it's so bad, it's good. Like, it's binge-worthy. Like, it really is.
It is, dude. Yeah. I jumped on it kind of like the beginning at season one, you know, like it was just, I don't know, just I caught a commercial and I was like, it looks kind of funny. And plus it's got freaking what's his name in it? Joel McHale or whatever guy from Community, which he was great in Community and a bunch of other stuff. So I was like, that one's a good one to try to watch.
But you used to watch
Parks and Recs? Parks and Recs, The Office. Yeah.
Yep. Just nerd out for a while watching that. And if you're having a bad day, those are the things you got to go home and watch. You can't go home and watch the dramas and all that. Like, you got to go watch like just silly, dumb.
And honestly, like I'm more of a lighthearted person anyways. Like it's hard for me to get into like the really heavy stuff. I mean, not granted, I do love it. I mean, there's one that Michelle and I actually are watching together on FX is Shogun.
I haven't started it yet.
Oh, dude, that is awesome. It is so good. They've done such a good job with that. And like, I've read a couple of things about it that, you know, even the Japanese actors and actresses on there are like, they were so excited about being a part of it because it, to them, it's like the closest traditional Japanese, like, you know, somewhat historical, because it's like loosely based on some people, you know, representation that's been on TV, you know. And so like, it is, I mean, I don't know a ton about Japanese culture, but you know, from what I do know and watching it, it's like, holy shit, dude, they fucking hit this way better than anybody else has. But that's a little heavier, dude. Like, that's something you got to be in the right mindset to.
Yeah.
You know? And most times I come home and, you know, I just want something fun and silly, you know, on just that lighthearted stuff. Yeah.
That's my zen time, is to watch silly, dumb things like that. Amber rolls her eyes every time I turn something like that on. Like, honestly, I'll sit on the couch and giggle like a little schoolgirl giggling at the TV the whole time.
I still do too. I mean, I still laugh at all the dumb, like, you know, friends.
Oh, I'm so immature. I'm so immature.
Like that, you know, and it's and you know, Michelle's like, you know, or you know, it was funny. She came in, what was it? Last night. Yeah, I think it was last night, because me and Haley were getting ready to leave, and I was actually watching Big Bang Theory, I think, and so she came in. And because when I take Haley to cheer, she'll watch TV out in the living room because that's the big TV. And so she puts the news on because she bought this little, here's another thing. I don't want to get started on. So she buys a little steamer to like steam the grout in the tile, right? She decides she's going to clean the grout in the tile. So she's telling me about this steamer the other day while we're on our walk. And I'm like, you do realize I have a steamer at the shop. And she's like, yeah, but you know, I always ask you to bring it home and you never do. And I'm like, you never asked me once to bring it home. I would have brought it home. It's a $300 like steamer.
It's this big. We got it. It'll fit the car.
And I'm like, where'd you buy the steamer from? She's like, Amazon, like everybody, it's got good reviews. I was like, how much you pay for it? She's like, $30. I was like, all right, well, when that one breaks, like, let me know. I'll bring home the big one or whatever. So So back to my story. So last night we're getting ready to leave for, you know, I mean, I don't know. We were like 15, 20 minutes before we had to leave. And she comes in because she's setting up her steamer and she's going to start do a little couple test spots, right, and see how it works. So she turns the TV. I was like, oh, I'm watching that. She's like, you're getting ready to leave. I'm like, I don't care. I'm watching. She's like, you've seen them all a million times. Get over it.
You could probably verbatim speak the script them. With them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that, and that's what I enjoy about those shows too. You can watch them a million times. I can relate to it in detailing too.
Yeah.
You see the same thing every day, but every day it's different because your mindset's different. Yeah. You catch something else. Yeah. Something catches your eye on one of the TV shows and you're stuck in it for the next 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like same with detailing. How many times have you been in a car doing cup holders and then all of a sudden 30 minutes later you're still working on that same cup holder?
Yeah,
because there's this little speck down in the corner you can't get to.
Get it with your fingernail. You can't get in there with a brush. Like
you don't want to use a screwdriver to pick at it. How many times have you done that? Everybody's done it.
Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of what I take from life and put it into detailing is how to be more efficient. One, if you can watch a 30-minute show and it's really only 22 minutes with commercials, you should be in and out of a hole in a car 20 to 30 minutes in, out, vacuum, done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a good way to think of it. Yeah.
If TV people can do it and keep you entertained for 20 to 30 minutes, you keep yourself entertained detailing a car for 20 to 30 minutes in that hole. Make it fun.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully we're keeping you entertained, but let's jump into a break and pay some bills real quick. We'll be right back. The leading provider of tent, paint protection film, and ceramic coatings. Experience the transformation as you cool down your vehicle and elevate its curb appeal with Audubon's window tent. Ditch rock chips and scratches by fortifying your paint with Audubon's cutting-edge paint protection film. And for an additional safeguard, add a ceramic coating. Backed by an unwavering lifetime warranty, Audubon's products form automotive armor with no limits. Visit audubonfilms.com to delve deeper into the realm of automotive care and protection. So what's a show that maybe you are so into or really into that maybe people might be like shocked or surprised to find that you watch it? Let's hear your guilty, your shameless guilty.
it's so shameless. It's so bad. But The Handmaid's Tale, we watched it like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
But I could watch it all over again. Like it draws you in.
I heard that was actually supposed to be really good, though, isn't it?
It is, like, but it's more for women. Okay. You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
But it's one of those shows that, like, when you start watching it, you get invested in the characters. And, I mean, that or, I don't know, I really don't have Shameless is not really one of those things. Like, she'll watch, like, Hallmark movies. Something will catch it and I'll watch it. Like I just start watching it. So
it's like the TikTok video where it's like, you know, what is it like? Damn it, man. I can't even think of how it goes or how the saying is, but it's basically like, you know, shows the husband walking by and his wife's watching some like, you know, Hallmark show.
Real Housewives
or something. Yeah. He knows it's like suckered in. He's like sitting down, like, you know, like, so this person does that. The person does that. Yeah.
Oh, I do it all the time. I'll be like, because I'll catch it like halfway through the thing. And I'm like, so what? Why is that? And she'll tell me, I'm like, all right, cool. So then I'm stuck watching it the rest of the time. My ADHD does not let me not walk away and be like, oh, what's going to happen now?
The ones that I got like sucked into and I hate the like, so because they're mainly like drama or whatever, is on Netflix is like The Selling. So like Selling Sunset, Selling Beverly Hills or whatever.
Yeah, because
I love the houses. I love it just for the houses when they show those multi-million dollar like mansions like up on the hill with like crazy views or whatever. And so like I'm watching them for that, and then like the drama's just like, wow, just get to the next house already, right? Like,
yeah, don't care, don't care.
Yeah, and it's funny because Michelle, the first time when I started watching the Selling Sunset was I think the first one, and Michelle came out and she's like, you're watching this? And I'm like, have you seen the houses on this? And she's like, yeah, but what about like all the drama? I was like, hey, it just got, I got to watch through that to get to the next house. It's just part of the show.
Yeah. Amber gets into like the HGTV, like rebuild, like
yeah,
the,
we were
cutting the houses, while, everything. Yeah. And then she got into the real estate agents that are in New York that sell the multi-million dollar condos.
Yeah.
I got heavily into that because the condos are amazing. Like, awesome. And then the cars they drive, I'm like, I've seen one of those.
Yeah.
I like those. Like yeah. I get into that. I could care less what they're talking about. Oh, this guy stole my sale. Who?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. You didn't do it well. Yeah, I want to see the course. Like, I want to see the house. I want to see the condo. I want to see the penthouse. I want to see the whatever.
But that goes back to MTV Cribs. MTV Cribs messed that up for everybody. Yeah. Like you get to see everybody's house. Now everybody's like, oh, look, multi-million dollar houses.
Right.
So, and it's random people buying them too. It's not even people, you know, it's just random millionaires that are,
yeah,
third home. This is our third home now. So
sometimes, you know, I wonder, you know, being that it's TV, technically, is how staged?
Yes.
How staged is it, right? Like, is that person really the buyer? Is that person, you know? And then it's funny because, so like the newest one I started watching was Selling Beverly Hills. And I swear to God, there was a house in Selling Beverly Hills that was the same house that was in Selling Sunset. And I was thinking to myself, like, okay, so they're both Netflix shows. What are the odds that that's probably like the guy that owns Netflix or whatever? It's his house and they're using it on both shows because they need a badass house. They
need a house, yeah. But, you know, they honestly, when we were looking at moving to Florida, we were looking around Crystal River area,
okay,
just north of Tampa.
Yeah.
We were looking around and the houses out there, they all look the same.
Yeah.
Out in that area. And when I was just coming up with what you said, they all look the same. Like out in Beverly, it's true. Most of these neighborhoods that are like the higher end neighborhoods, especially in our area, most of the houses look the exact same. Your shutters are just different.
Yeah, the cookie cutters. Right. The track homes, that's
no, they're custom built homes, but they all like the neighborhood covenants. They have three different floor plans.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so funny to walk in or like drive in. You're going to a client's house. One house is the exact same one, has black shutters.
Right.
There's the one next to it has burgundy ones, and the one next to it, they all pick the same floor plan out for three houses.
The garage is on the left side versus the right side.
The right side.
And then the next house over, it's on the right side versus the left side. It's a front pulling garage or it's a side pulling garage. Like, no. We have the same down here.
I was going to say, you have the same.
Yeah. To me, those are kind of cookie cutter because it's this, you know, the same. You know, we'll put this one here and put this one there. And that's what I hate, because like all the nicer neighborhoods that they built up around us in the past few years is it's like what you said, it's the exact same floor plan. It's just the only difference is, like you said, right? Like the finishes, right? Like my house might be light gray. Your house might be, you know, brown. The guy.
Yeah.
Across the street is going to be white, you know, like whatever, or the interior is, you know, however you pick your finishes on the inside, it's going to be a little different. But yeah, I mean, I told Michelle, like, you know, when we were thinking about, you know, when Haley was younger, we were thinking about selling our house, you know, and going into a neighborhood, because then Haley could, like, you know, be able to have neighborhood friends, because where we live, it's like we're kind of in a wooded area. There's three houses on our street. Like she can't just like run down the street to, you know, friend's house and play, because there's not a just down the street, like down the street's the road, like kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we had thought about that, but I told Michelle, I was like, but every house is the same. It's just either a different color or the garage is on the different side. Like, I don't want to live in a house like that. That, and I feel like they put too big of a house on too small of a lot. So then it's like you're reaching out your side window, like banging on the other person's house, you know, like
you're watching them take a shower from your living room.
Right. Exactly.
And you got a full view because it's right. Yeah. Exactly. Me and Amber lived in a neighborhood like that. We live in an apartment now, and I'm not a neighborly neighbor. Like, yeah. I'm not going to cut your grass for you because you're not home. Like, right, I'm not that neighbor.
Yeah.
So, like, living in a community like that, for people to be, oh, you want to come to our housewarming party? I've already seen it. My house looks the exact same.
Yeah.
What color is your floor? Like, yeah. I don't need to see it, but I'm not that neighborly person. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to be nice to you. I don't know any. We've lived in this apartment for 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know a single neighbor.
Yeah.
I don't talk to them. Don't, no wave, no nothing. Like, we never see our neighbors, anything. But I mean, at the end of the day, if they're out there, we wave, we talk, like, hey, how you doing? But we don't know any other names. We're not friendly. We're not going to cookouts. Like,
yeah,
we don't do that type of thing. So us living in where you're at with three houses on the road, oh, that's cool. Yeah. I can walk outside. Listen,
I'm the same way, and that's what I love about this, because we've been in this house for 20 years now, because we built it in 2003. And we got a little old man lives catty corner across the street from us. He built his house probably 15 years ago or so. He's like 90 years old. He's just, dude, you wouldn't think it. You look at him, you wouldn't think he was probably, you'd think he was still in his maybe late 60s, early 70s. I mean, he still gets around. He still putts around. He's still out there working on his tractors or his trucks or his whatever, you know. I mean, I like Michelle and I, you know, look up to, we're like, man, when we get old, we want to be still moving like him, you know. I mean, like he's not all hunched over and on a walker or any, I mean, like he gets around, he drives, all that stuff. And we've known him, you know, like I said, for 15 years or so. He's been great. He used to own a well company, so we're on well water out here, so it's been great. Anytime we've needed anything well wise we just go across the street and he's there to help us, and you know, all that stuff. And then the other house was just a fucking shit show, dude. Like when we first moved in, it was the, you know, I don't know that they were doing meth, but dude, the sheriff's department was out there like all the time, like always like hooting and hollering, like, you know. Thankfully we've got a little patch of, you know, wooded area in between us that kind of helped blocked it. But thankfully somebody a few years ago, a guy bought the house, remodeled it, and sold it to a nice couple that they are in. So the husband is a firefighter and the wife is a travel nurse. So what they did was they bought the house to kind of Airbnb it to other travel nurses. So like,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's kind of a rotation of people over there, you know, but they're travel nurses, so it's always quiet. You know, there's, you know, they're not
always working.
Right. There's, yeah. You know, even when they're home, there's still no noise or anything like that. It's been great. But like, you know, our neighbor across the street, Bill, he's the only one. I mean, there's some houses behind us and everything, but like, we don't really know any of those people or anything like that. Like, you know,
you don't go out of your way to know them. Yeah.
Like every now and then, you know, like, hey, wave over the fence. Cause you know, there's people.
Yeah. You see them over. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so we, you know, even though we got the 6 foot privacy fence, like you know, they've got elevation, their elevation's a little bit, sits a little bit higher than ours. So we can kind of see tops ahead. So, you know, we're out in the backyard. It's like, Hey, how you doing? All right, cool. You know?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. About my business. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No fruit baskets or pies, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I mean, I sometimes feel very Larry David-esque, you know, with the way that I, you know, like I don't want, I've, you know, and people might hear this and think of the wrong way, but like, I feel like I got enough friends. I don't need any new ones. Right. Like, I mean, listen, I love meeting people and talking to people, yeah, like through the podcast and stuff like that. But like you said earlier about going home and taking a shower and getting on the couch, right? Like when I'm done with all the podcast stuff, the detail stuff or whatever, like I have my, core, like, I just want to go back to, like, they're my couch that I just want to go, like, hang out with them kind of thing. So, yeah.
Listen, that's in a nutshell, that's exactly how everybody should do. You have your core group of friends. Yeah. Everybody does. Everybody, whether it be two friends, whether it be 10 friends.
Yeah.
You have your core group that you hang out with all the time. We do. I don't go out of my way to be trying to make new friends. Yes. Going to MTE, going to SEMA, going to all the training courses. I love meeting new people. New friendships can be made.
Right. Right.
But it's not your core group that, right, exactly. Because your core group is here at home with it here in Beaufort with me. My core group's here. You, I consider you a friend. You're down in Sanford, Florida. Like we're not coming down there every day to hang out with you. You're not coming up to me to hang out. JP is one of our,
but we chat.
JP is one of our good friends. So when we drive through Jacksonville, we stop by see JP. We stop by see Rashid. Like we have our core group, but then we have our acquaintances, our friends, our extended friends, things like that. But we all need them. Need that group. Because you know more about detailing than I do. I know more about detailing than this person. Yeah. So on. So we all have somebody we can tap and we're friends with and can talk and bullshit with. That's the biggest thing, is bullshitting about work with people that understand the vomit stain that you found in the car from a dog from Michelle, 10 years ago.
I try to tell Michelle a story and she's like, do we make any money off of this story you're telling me? And I'm just like,
no, because I just did it.
Yeah, you're like, never mind. You don't get it. Like, let me go call one of my detail friends or whatever, you know? Or like, or it's funny, like, she'll get mad at me. Like, you know, are you going to get off the phone with one of your detail friends and talk to me? I'm like, I don't know. Do you want to hear a detailing story? No. Okay, then I'm going to talk to my detailing friends because that's all I got is detailing stories. How many other stories? And
Amber understands it now. Like, when I used to come home and bitch about cars or this or that. Now that she works in the business full time, now we don't even talk about business when we get home. Like there's not an ounce of summer breeze talk anywhere because she now understands why we did what we did. Why this, why that. Like, so that makes it so much easier for her to work in the business with us.
Right.
And understand what we go through. So when I get on the phone or I'm on like with you now, she understands that this is the fun times that I have, like talking to everybody on the phone about. I've got a good buddy in New York that calls me once a month, maybe bitches for a minute, goes, all right, cool, I'm going out, click, and hangs up, phone leaves. Like, cool. It
gives you the Irish goodbye on the phone.
Cool. So I'll catch you next month then. It's just different. And that's why I love the people that I've connected with through the industry. We can all bullshit. And at the end of the day, there's no hard feelings anywhere. If I don't agree with your method of doing something, you don't agree with mine. There's no hard feelings. It is 20 different ways to skin a cat.
And again, you detail for your clients. I detail for my clients. We don't detail for each other.
So, no, because if we did, we'd never get one car done.
Yeah, exactly.
We can always find something to fix.
Right, because it seems like we're both procrastinators and would wait till the last minute anyway.
Well, you have that car for 3 days? Cool. Yeah. See you in 2.5. We'll knock that car out. Yeah.
No, that's the funny thing, like, you know, with that is, you know, every year for cheerleading, you know, I'm usually one of or you know, two of or whatever dads that not only go to the events. I mean, there's a few more dads that go to the events, go to the competitions and everything, but there's very rarely dads that actually go to and sit at practice, right? Like that's the mom thing to do.
Oh, dude, I love the fact that you're a fucking cheer dad and you're fucking all in it, bro.
But it's so funny because, you know, Michelle's like, you know, oh, so, you know, because like when she'll take and she'll come home and she'll be like, oh, so-and-so. I'm like, oh, and you know, and she's like, oh, well, it's, so-and-so's mom. And I'm like, I don't even know who so-and-so is to know who her mom is. like, I don't know the mom. I don't know the daughter. Like, I don't learn names. She's like, well, don't you talk to people when you go there? I'm like, no, I go there. I put my headphones on. I watch my Netflix. I watch my Hulu, like whatever. And all of that was because when I first started taking Haley when she was like 4.5, 5 years old, and I'm just like happy dad sitting there all happy and everything. And there's a mom, two moms behind me talking about their daughters. And now their daughters were obviously older than Haley at the time because they were talking about teenage daughter things. And I'm just like, I don't need to hear about anybody's kid. Yeah. Yeah. Wearing short shorts with their asses hanging out or getting their periods or whatever. Like, so like after that day, headphones went on, tone out everybody in the gym. I look up, I watch what the team is doing to be able to at least, you know that Haley's doing okay or, you know, they're hitting or whatever. But yeah, Michelle's like, don't you want to get to know these people? And I'm like, look, man, you know, at the end of this year, she's going to be on a new team next year. Yeah. Some of them might, you know, be on that team with her. Some of them probably aren't. You know, they're going to go to this team. They're going to go to that. They're going to whatever. She'll level up. She won't level up. They'll level up. I was like, I don't want to get to know these people and become friends with them. And then next year they're on a different team. They're on different days. And then I'm like, whatever, right? It's I know enough to be like when we're at competitions to be like, I could stand around and kind of have a conversation, but yeah, I don't need to know them.
Listen, I feel the exact same way, especially when it comes to other parents.
Yeah.
Man, they're so judgmental. You, they are. One wrong thing, you're the fucking bad guy.
Listen,
I'm okay with being the bad guy. Okay with that.
Yeah, I can.
But I don't need you talking about me. I don't need you talking about me every time you see me. The little snicker, the stares.
I was really like, I love my kid to death. I really do. But she's the only kid, right? Like I hate other people's kids. Like and in fact, like in the beginning, like I was like, man, I don't really like kids, like. You know, am I going to like my kid? You know, but I absolutely adore my kid. You know, like she's the best. Even when she's the worst, she's the best. But like other people's kids, like, oh, God, I can't stand them.
So Amber has a 28-year-old, you know, 28-year-old. We have a 4-year-old grandchild. And we used to, I met Amber when Taylor was 9.
Okay.
I've had Taylor since she was 9. And. Yeah. Man, adore him, yes.
Yeah.
But man, I hated her friends. I wanted to headbutt myself into a wall so many times off of just so many different things. I've never wanted to not have kids so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember we were at I think Nashville. Nashville? No, maybe it was Atlanta. I don't know. We were at a cheer competition one time, like when Haley was little. So like, yeah, I mean, she was probably like, I don't know, 6 or 7, you know? So all the little kids were like between like 6 and 8, 9 or whatever. And I forget, we were in this one little like park area or whatever. And of course I'm playing with Haley. I'm, you know, picking her up and carrying her or whatever. And these other little girls were like, pick me up, carry me too. And I'm like, it's not gonna happen. You know, I'm like, I need to go over here for a second. And Michelle's like, why didn't you just pick them up too? Like, you're having so much fun. I'm like, somebody else's kid. I'm not doing that.
It's not mine. I can't do it. Listen. I don't
like them, like, you know, little grubby paws all over the place. Like,
and you don't know where they've been. Yeah, like,
exactly.
No.
Like, no, they listen, I'm sorry their dad's not here to play with them like I am. Like, I get stuck with their moms at this cheer comp, but not happening.
Yeah, listen, I like my kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I like my kids.
Yeah,
we'll leave it right there. I like my kids.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, listen,
I tolerate everybody else's.
Yeah. While we leave it right there, let's jump into our last commercial break, and then we'll come back and wrap this up. We haven't talked about detailing at all, but this has been awesome. So,
listen, go with the flow of it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, we'll be right back.
Cool. Knows what a detailer wants. Aquatech is a company founded by detailers for detailers.
Aquatech Coatings is a company that was founded on the frustrations that we all face as professional detailers. And that is why we set out to build a company that eliminates those frustrations, to provide excellent customer service, quality products, reliability, efficiency, products that check all the boxes as professional detailers we need and we want.
Find out why so many detailers around the world are loving the Aquatech difference. Join our team today at aquatechcoatings.com.
Sweet. All right, so we're gonna jump into some questions. I'm gonna actually ask you some questions now. So I don't know if you've heard the new questions yet or not.
Nope.
So okay, so I've got three new questions that I started asking, I think, like around MTE time or a little bit after MTE, trying to switch it up. All right, so the first one's the Groundhog Day question. You ever seen the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray?
Yes.
Okay, so you know the premise. He's a terrible person, gets stuck in Groundhog Day, can't get out of Groundhog Day until he becomes a better person. Yeah. So the premises of this question is you're not necessarily a terrible person, but you're stuck living the same day over and over again. So after, like Bill Murray, you decide that, you know, killing yourself isn't an option because you're just going to wake up the next day anyways. What do you do with that time? Like, how do you either better yourself, better somebody else, or whatever, even though for somebody else it's only for a day, like, do you keep doing it every day? But for yourself, like he did, right? Like, he learned how to play the piano and became really, like, badass, and he learned all the different things. So what's the one thing you would do with that time that you're stuck living or the same day over and over again to kind of keep you from going crazy?
I would, honestly, it would be one day would be helping somebody else, because if that can better their life for that one day, make them happy, I'm good with that. The next one would be to do everything that I had to do and couldn't do when I was younger, to learn something, do something to better myself. So, for example, I'd probably go to college and not be the hellraiser that I was growing up every day. I mean,
and then you take the same course every, I mean, like, you gotta think about it. Like, it's the same lesson every day. Like,
yes, but the same thing goes back to the TV shows. How many TV shows do we rewatch? But something else catches your eye.
That's true.
So you can take as many training courses as you want.
Yeah.
Most training courses are all primarily the same.
Yeah.
But you pick up little tidbits along the way.
Right.
And go to a different one once a year. You're going to learn something that you never thought about before, but you do every day. But here's the way to do it.
Right.
That made it easier.
Yeah, different perspective on it.
Yeah. Different perspectives. Different trainers, different teachers do the different things. So if you have to learn the same subject or the same major every time, what's the little tidbits you're going to pick up every time you have to redo it? What's the tidbits you're going to pick up? Because at the end of the day, if you don't learn something, you're stuck. You're stuck in the same day. You might as well learn something new.
Yeah. No, and you hit on it, right? Like, you're stuck in the same day. You're stuck in the same day, stuck in the same day kind of thing. No, I like that. That's good.
But if you don't learn something, you're stuck.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, I like that, because most of the answers so far have been to help somebody else. Brett, that I had on last week, I think he was the first one that was like, no, I'd do something for me. I'd learn something. I forget what he said. But yeah, no, I like that you would kind of alternate it a little bit. All right. And then the Back to the Future question. So DeLorean pulls up. You can go anywhere in time, forward or backwards. Where are you going and what are you going to do?
We're not going in reverse.
Okay.
Not doing that.
First person to go forward.
I'm not doing that because I don't regret anything that I've ever done. Uh-huh. Would I change something? Probably not, because I wouldn't be the same person then.
Yeah.
So no reason to go back. Let's go forward. I want to go to my mid-50s.
Okay.
When my grandbaby is hitting right outside of college, and just to see what it would be like.
Okay.
Just to see. Just because that's the question I have. How well off is she going to be? What right. did I leave for her to build and continue building?
Nice.
If I didn't leave anything, I have something that I can work for at that point.
Yeah.
If I did leave her something, what did I leave her? Is she a spoiled, rotten brat? Because she's four now, and she absolutely is now.
Yeah.
Did we do right or did we wrong? What can we change to make this go the right way?
Yeah.
And it's the legacy. It's not even what my net worth will be, not anything. It's what did I leave her or her mom or whatever with to be able to continuously be able to take care of themselves? What did I leave for them?
I like that. That's a good one. All right. And then the easy one, the tough one, depending on what's your death row last meal?
Oh, death row last meal, man.
Sometimes this is easy. Sometimes this is hard. Some people are like, bam, bam, got it. I know it. This is what I'm getting.
No, other
people are like, shit, man. Like,
I'm definitely going to be a breakfast person. Okay. We're talking like blueberry pancakes, sausage, egg, and then grapefruit juice.
Okay.
I love me some good grapefruit juice.
Okay.
So definitely a breakfast.
Nice. I don't know. I've never answered this question myself, but you know, like the comedian in me or whatever would think, you know, just load up on some fucking shitty Taco Bell, because like when I go, I want to leave a mess that somebody's going to be like, God damn it. Like he shit everywhere, you know, like
leave it for Haley, because you had to do it when she was younger.
dude, I did her first one. I did all her first ones. Like, you know, like, and I'm surprised too, dude, you know, like Michelle was really like wiped out, you know, afterwards and everything. And dude, that first one. Oh, dude, dude, cause it was straight tar. Like, yep. I mean, it was rough, but dude, I mean, I don't know, but it, you know, it's like they say, right? Like when it's your own kid, like it doesn't matter.
It's all good. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Good. Just run with it.
It was the nastiest fucking shit but I was in there, dude, like I was a pro at it. Right. And didn't even bother me. Like I never once, you know, all the times while Michelle was still in the hospital bed and everything, like I never once was like, can you get up and fucking change your daughter? I don't think Michelle changed a poopy diaper for probably the first month, because at that time, we had Haley, I had the skate shop, and I didn't open the skate shop until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon because kids were in school. What was I going to go there at 10 o'clock in the morning for? Wasn't nobody coming to the skate shop at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I was always home with Haley, and even though Michelle was still kind of on maternity leave or whatever, I gladly did all those poopy diapers, dude. But it's like they said, man, when it's your kid, it's a different story. But yeah, dude, like, yeah, I should leave her some. Yeah. The only problem though is when I get old and senile and could, she'll just be like, nah, you're going in a home. Let a nurse take
care of you.
Listen. With that shit. Literally.
My mom calls me every week and it's the same thing. How's going? Everything going good? Yeah, everything's good. Cool. I'm ready to move in. Nope, you're going in a home. I tell my mom she's going in a home. Yeah. I gave my mom so much hell growing up. I already know what time it is if she comes and lives with us. Oh, it's going to be the worst. She's going to have bedtime restrictions, everything. Go to your It's going to be the worst. Yeah. I'm just going to put her in a home.
Remember when I had to go to bed at 9 o'clock? Guess what time you're going to bed.
Yep. You want soap in your mouth? Yeah. Talk to me like that again. Gotcha. Yeah. And you know what? I can honestly say, if I get old and I have to go in a home, my daughter will not let me go into a home because she will want to torture me.
Yeah.
Because we did it to her.
Dude, I think being in a – I don't know for any real purposes other than TVs and movies, but, like, I think it'd be cool as shit. You know, you got –
they're so boring.
You got social hour. They usually have, like, some kind of activities you could do. Like, I don't know. I keep telling Michelle we're moving to the Villages when we get old.
My grandparents live in the Villages.
She's like, we're not moving to the Villages.
So my grandparents are – in their late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. And what color are their leafas?
They had no idea. They had no idea about pineapples.
Wow.
None. And you know, riding around the Villages on the golf carts, they have the pine. All right. They moved down.
Everything down there. I saw on TikTok some lady said she had bought, an umbrella that had pineapples on it. Had no fucking clue. She just thought it was cute. It was a pineapple.
My grandparents had pineapples, like colanders that sat out front of their house. And I'm like, you got to get rid of those. They were like, they're awesome. Everybody has them around here. I'm like, you have to get rid of them. And they're old school. They're from Pittsburgh. They don't know nothing about this lifestyle. Like nothing.
Yeah.
And we're telling it, and she goes, no, they're not like that. I said, why do you think everybody's always coming to your house? And they always want to. It's so funny. It's so funny to watch that, because we have a Sun City up here. It's like the Villages up here. And the same thing. We have a red light district. In that one neighborhood, there is a red light district where they throw parties. And Keys go in a bowl. And that's... Listen, the old people with the STDs, man.
Listen, like, man. Look, I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, at that point, like,
yeah, I'm dying anyways. I'm in my 70s. I'm gone.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like they said, right? Like we should, like, we do it backwards. We work ourselves into a grave where we should, like, do it backwards. We should not work through our 20s and 30s, and then you start working in your 40s and 50s, you know, and because then you were able to do all the fun stuff when you were young, right? They're just making up for lost time. They're like, fuck,
that's it. You
know? I was married for 50, 60 years or whatever. I'm widowed now. Like, psh, let's go.
Listen, I'm gonna be that old crotchety dude.
I already am. Michelle's like, you already are an old crotchety
person. Amber says it all the time, so we joke about it because I used to move furniture, and do all that. I used to go into these old folks' homes and move when people died or when they're going into them, things like that. We move stuff, and the old men in there would always sit there. They're always doing this.
Yeah.
Always. So it's just bobbing.
Yeah.
And I used to mess with Amber. I'm like, this is from many years ago. Going, yes, dear.
Yeah.
Yes, dear. And now that's why they're so mad. They found me a sign at one of these craft fairs and bought it that said, yes, dear. Just big yes, dear. And that hung in my game room for years of just yes, dear. I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah,
that's why I can never go into a home. I'm so crotchety. Like already, it's my way or the highway. Like I don't want that. I'm not eating that. I'm doing this.
It's funny that you say that about the yes dear. I remember when my grandfather was alive, my grandma got him around to it, and it was just a circle, and it said round to it on it. Because he'd always be like, when I get around to it. So she got him around to it. She asked him to do something. She handed him that round to it.
Yeah, he finally got round to it.
And I remember that, dude. I was old enough because it was after we had moved up here from Miami. So, I mean, I was probably a teenager, you know, early teenager, probably 13, 14, 15 during that time or whatever. But dude, that is stuck in my head, you know, for so long, you know, when I get around to it. And it's just funny that my grandma had found this thing that was just it was a circle. So it was a round, you know, and it said to it on.
Listen, the older generation, the boomers, the generation before them, they are so funny.
Yeah.
Like just and they're so serious about it.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny to hear them talk about things and just to listen to them. It's so funny. I laugh at my grandparents all the time. And my mom's becoming one of them. My mom's going into her 60s.
Yeah.
I laugh at her all the time.
I've noticed it's just hilarious. I've noticed it a lot more recently. And even Michelle's like said some stuff recently with my dad. Cause when my grandmother started getting old, my grandma was like the sweetest old lady, right? And then when she started getting into her like 80s, mid 80s, I mean, she passed away when she was, I think she was like 92 or something. This was like a couple of years, year or two ago. She passed away now, last year or whatever. But man, like when she started getting into her 80s, she started getting real crotchety. You know, just, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. If you don't like, you know, and it's like, man, grandma used to be sweet. Now she's like sour, you know. And it's funny, my dad's starting to get the same way. Like he's starting to bitch about just like the dumbest shit possible, right? And it's like, you know, but he's my dad, so I just listen to him bitch, because usually it's about like my nephew or my sister or something like that.
I put my mom on mute and laugh.
Yeah.
Every day.
Like we leave their house or whatever, and Michelle will look at me and she's like, man, your dad's getting pretty rough. And I'm like, I know, he's crotchety. And it's just because my sister and my nephew live like a mile from my parents, so they're just always over there, always doing something, you know, dumb or stupid or something to probably piss my dad off, you know. And he's in his late 70s now, so he's getting real crotchety.
He's getting real tired of it really quick.
So anytime I'm around, because he doesn't, you know, I mean we're only like 35 40 minutes away, but it's, you know, I mean, we're way busier. You know, we don't have the time to just run over there all the time. Sometimes they come here. So yeah, when my dad sees me, he's just, you know, he just wants to unload, you know, and just bitch and gripe. And I'm just like, all right, Dad, just go ahead. I'll listen to it for you.
I got you, bro. Yeah, kid, just keep going.
I know mom's not listening to you. And I know, you know,
But then when you look back at these conversations that you have, like, with the people that have always been so nice, and they're just crotchety and old, and the give a fuck button is gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You look back at these conversations and you go, man, I used to do the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, you never bitched about it. And I do it with my mom all the time, but she'll be bitching about something. I'm like, I did that like 15 years ago. And you told me it'd be okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be okay. And she's like, it's not gonna be fucking okay. What the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, awesome. Cool. Have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, it's so I don't know. He's getting crotchety. And I know I'm going to be that same way. Like I said, I just turned 51 this year. So Michelle's already like, you're already getting crotchety. And I'm like, no, I just have a tolerance for stupid people, and they meet it very, very quickly with me.
9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
9:30 in the morning. You're screwed after 9:31.
It's right after they say hi to me. It's usually like when I'm done with them and I just,
Or the clients that walk through the door and you can tell they're having a bad day because something happened, and just to look on their face, you're like, man. Just hurry up and get out of here. You're running my mood already.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
And I hyper-focus. As soon as something like that happens, I hyper-focus on it the rest of the day. That just ruined my whole day. And now
I focus
on that one thing all day.
Because now you're fucking in there cleaning that cup holder for 30 minutes. Like, this motherfucker, I should have said this. I should have said that. Like, you know, you're running
spray paint the cup holder black for him.
You're running through all the shrimp store called, and they said they're all out of you scenarios in your head.
Oh man. Have you ever noticed that everything that you can relate comes back to detailing? You can relate everything back to detailing, or the job you're performing. Let's not just keep it at detailing. Any job, your life experiences go hand in hand with your job.
I feel like everything's related to Seinfeld. I can relate
everything in the day
to Seinfeld or probably detailing. Yeah, you're right.
Like immediately something goes wrong, there's that fucking car.
Yeah.
If that customer was pissy, their fucking car.
Yeah. Exactly.
I missed that one scratch, dent in the car.
Yeah.
You don't like that scratch? That's cool. How about this dent?
Yeah.
Dent looks better. And that's why I try to have a positive attitude every day and carry it. It doesn't work. There's some days you just leave me alone. I've got my headphones in. Don't talk to me. I don't answer the phone. I'll miss five or six phone calls, and I'm like, I should probably call those people back now. I think I can talk to them, and then I'll get on the phone with one, and I'm like, yep, nobody else is getting a phone call.
Yeah. No, I definitely have had those. You know, when you're just like, or even when it's ringing and you look at the phone and you're just like, oh, God damn it. Like, you already know, like, just the person's name, you already know. And you're like, you know, it's almost like you're kind of like, kid, what's his name from Yellowstone? You're like, I ain't got time for you, sir.
I'll see you at home. Yeah. Love you. Yeah. And keep. So yeah, I program people, clients, numbers into my phone. Some of them get red flags on them. Some of them get green. Some of them get blacks, and you don't answer the blacks. Just let those go to voicemail constantly. I mean, I'll catch the message or text me, because they talk, and it's not that they're bad clients. They talk about anything and everything. They want to know your life story.
Ear off, and you're like, I've been already working on this cup holder for 20 minutes. I need to get back to it. Like,
when they call, they're like, hey, you got a minute? Well, I'm in the middle of doing a car. Oh, okay, cool. So, 15 minutes in the car. So can I get back? I got to go back to do the. Okay, one more thing.
Yeah.
And you have to do that in order to build the reputation that we all have.
Yeah.
But man, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. That's why we make Aaron answer the phone though.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least you got somebody who can answer the phone. I don't. It's me, so I've got to stop and then, you know,
answer. Your day went from a 4-hour day to a 9-hour day for 5 phone calls. Because you're so, I get into rhythms. You get into rhythms when you're cleaning cars. As soon as you have to stop,
it throws everything.
It throws everything off, and then you're doing things backwards and so even with a headset on, trying to
detail. Yeah, dude, it's one of those things. Because you kind of know where you're at, right? And you're like, okay, so I'm here, and I've got this much more of the car to do. It's this time, like. Oh yeah, dude, I'll be fine. I'll knock this bitch out in another like 2 hours or whatever. And you get one phone call, and then you get off that phone call, and it's 4 hours later, and you're like, did I even move from the spot? Like, I should have been done 3 hours ago. Like, how am I still working on this? And the phone call didn't take me that much, you know, that long or whatever.
It just throws that rhythm off. Yeah. When you're in a groove, and that's when I train my guys, I try to tell them to keep the distractions to a minimum.
Yeah.
But like, they're out mobily. They've got people walking up to them. Like, we have scan cards and we have the QR codes. We have all that.
But people want to
still don't. They want to talk to you about what you're doing, how you're doing things. I'll call and check up on the guys and, hey, what's going on? Like, you're 2.5 hours in on a standard interior.
On this 30-minute detail. Like,
Well, no, it's standard interior, 2.5 hours. How are we doing? Are we almost done? Can I call your next customer? Do you want me to call them? You want to call? Oh, man, we're still in the interior. Why? 15 people have come by. They grab business cards once a week. We have – people just take them. Like, it's – I really want to make shirts that say, don't talk to me, I'm detailing.
Yeah. Didn't somebody make those a couple of years ago or something? I thought somebody had
something like that.
Because he said it on the back. It was like, don't bother me, I'm detailing or something.
Something like that. Yeah. But I really want to make Summer Breeze shirts that say that, because it gets so bad. Like, when you're out at some of these communities, like, the hiring communities, they all work from home. They're all CEOs or something like that.
Right.
They're out walking their damn dog. Yeah. They're out walking their dog in a stroller and they see you out there detailing. They're like, oh, my minivan needs done. Can you do mine now? How much is it? What do you do here? What do you do about that? It turns into a 30-minute conversation because they're looking at the car that you're working on. So if they don't see the progress, it's not working. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, man, we're an hour and 22 minutes in. This is going to be a long one, but it's awesome. Yeah. I appreciate it. Listen,
and that's what you wanted. That.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just to talk and bullshit, because.
No, absolutely. I think this was a good trial run for the, for maybe the new format, which, if you've listened this far, podcast is going to change soon. So get ready. But listen, man, I appreciate. I know I put that post up last week or week before, and because honestly, it's tough being the host and the producer and the director and the talent scout and all those things that and I've just gotten to the point where, I'm so bad about waiting to the last minute to try and find somebody that I was like, you know what, man, fuck it. I'm just going to put a sign up, like a virtual sign up sheet on the discussion page. And it's perfect because, in looking for somebody, I just went down the list and, I think a couple of people in front of you I'd already had on. So like, which is great, but for the Q&As, I'm always trying to find like, let's get somebody new. Like, I don't want to bring somebody on for a Q&A that I've already had on. Let's, those people are usually to bring back for topic, the What's on Your Mind Wednesdays or whatever. I was like, I already talked to them. I was like, oh, Brian, I haven't talked to Brian. Great. Reach out to Brian. Hey, yeah, I'm free. Awesome. So like, it's worked because I had you booked for this week and I got, I forget. I already got somebody booked for next week. So like, I've got a little cushion, like it was
nice.
The virtual sign up sheet works. So, so if you're listening to this and you're following the discussion group, go, I pinned that post. It's the only post that's pinned. Sign up, just say, I want to be on the show or whatever, but no, man, this was a lot of fun, man. I'm glad you,
oh man, this was fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you jumped on. This was good stuff. If anybody wants to reach out to you and actually maybe learn something detail wise since we didn't really talk anything detail, but maybe they liked your story, maybe they want to know more about you, what's all your ads, where can people find you?
Oh man, you can find me on Facebook, Summer Breeze Ceramic Coat Mobile Detailing, Instagram Summer_Breeze_Detail. TikTok, we're not too big on TikTok, honestly. We don't do much. Those are the two best ways. Or look up my business on Google or Facebook. My phone number's right there. Reach out anytime. Questions, want to grab a drink while we're in that in that area, we can do that. So
perfect, man. All right, buddy. Well, listen, you have a great rest of your night. And
you as well.
Yeah, man. We'll chat soon.
Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, thanks, sir. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Cool. Have a good night.
All right. So that was Brian. That was, dude, that was a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So yeah, kind of like I said, I'll go ahead and I've been kind of on the fence the last couple of days about what I'm going to do with the podcast, how I'm going to change the podcast. It's time for it to evolve. It's, I mean, listen, there's only so much we can really talk about detailing. It's getting harder to come up with topics. It's getting harder to find new people to discuss these topics. But I love talking to detailers. It's, you know, the one thing that I have in common with everybody. And then with that commonality, you know, gets into having a conversation and learning other things that we might have in common. Like Brian and I loving the animal show. Damn it, what's the fucking animal show called? God damn it, I forgot. But either way, you guys listened to it. You heard it. I'm brain farting right now. It's 10 o'clock at night. But yeah, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it. This this was a lot of fun, and this is kind of what I'm envisioning for the podcast to kind of evolve into and just be more of a conversation type thing and talk about whatever and this and that. And it doesn't always have to be detailing. Just because we're detailers, we don't always have to talk about detailing. So with that being said, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us. Please go leave a review. Listen, if you're listening on Spotify, man, it's just 5 stars. Boom. It takes literally probably not even a second. Your thumb is hitting that screen. Same thing if you're listening to us on Apple. It's the same thing. Hit the star. Apple, you can actually leave a review if you want to. You could be like, hey, this guy is an asshole and I hate what he does, but the podcast is kind of cool. You know, just whatever. It helps. You guys want clients to do that for you, for your business. I'm just asking you, please help a brother out. Give me a 5-star review. And with that, have a great day, night, weekend, whatever you're listening or whatever it is that you're listening to. My name is Alex Russell, and until next time, see you later. Bye.